Our movement is about replacing a failed and corrupt political establishment with a new government controlled by you, the American people. There is nothing the political establishment will not do, no lie that they won't tell, to hold their prestige and power at your expense. I'm doing this for the people and for the movement, and we will take back this country for you, and we will make America great again.
What is up, fellow patriots? This is your friendly neighborhood patriot Hannah coming at you guys, and welcome back to the Red Patriot Show. So happy if you're watching this or if you are listening to it. Remember that I love all you guys, and remember to, of course, love one another. Also, sorry, and my voice is a little shaky. We're all kind of sick here in the household and stuff, so not exactly for sure what it's probably some type of COVID or whatever this bioweapon thing is, or some other bioweapon that the bad guys have released or something. Anyways, but we're all doing okay though, thankfully, kind of on the upswing. Just my voice is still like, it's kind of sick. Okay. But I wanted to take you guys just through this really quick. Guys, like Gutfeld and Jesse Waters on Primetime are really dropping some pretty big red pills. And particularly here is one that I wanted to show you guys. Like I said, this is the adrenochrome child sex trafficking stuff. And listen to what Joe DeVito, who is the writer, one of the writers of Gutfeld. He's really funny. Like I said, I love him when he's on here with Greg. But listen to this comment he makes about Nancy Pelosi. They're talking about her new video that she's talking about where she's running, and she says, for the children, and she says it really creepily, and so just listen to this.
Human poop, Joe. I love it. Speaking of the playbook, it's always about the children. That's been going on for like 30 years. Started, I think, in the 80s. They never help the children. Nothing they do actually ever helps kids. We're seeing that with the pandemic.
Yeah, well, she wants the children for the sweet, sweet stem cells in their blood to help rejuvenate her.
And you just heard, she wants children. Let's go back and listen to that again. She wants children for, let's see.
For like 30 years. Started, I think, in the 80s.
She wants the children for the sweet, sweet stem cells in their blood to help rejuvenate her.
And there it is, guys. That's a hop, skip, and a jump from adrenochrome. And that was on January the 26th. So like just a few days ago, they were talking about Nancy Pelosi wants stem cells and blood from children to help rejuvenate her. Guys, that is adrenochrome. And it's right there. And I'm telling you guys, they are getting people ready for a lot of what's coming. There's going to be, I think, we may not necessarily see everything mainstream because the American people may not be able to handle it, all of it. But I think we're still going to see a lot of it come out, and the good guys are going to let a lot of it out, or some of it out. Enough that the people can handle and stuff. But I mean, this is mainstream. They're talking about blood. And actually, Emily Campagna, she was talking just before Joe DeVito. And she was talking about how it was kind of creepy how Nancy Pelosi was saying the children. And she was saying it's almost like those characters who have their teeth sharpened into points. And what she was talking about is these, which this is from the New American Horror Story season. You guys have been listening. If you guys have been listening to me for a while, then, you know, obviously I've been talking a lot about, you know, American Horror Story season 10, the blood drinkers in there, a lot of the red pills that are in there, the dumps beneath the White House and everything and stuff. But in the first part of the season, they fashion their teeth, the blood drinkers, into these spikes because it helps them to suck the blood, kind of where the vampire things come from. And like I said, a lot of these deep staters, say the satanic pedophiles, I'm not for sure if they have their teeth that are like this, and then they just put caps on them, because that's what was in the episode. They have regular caps that they put on their pointy teeth that make it look like just regular teeth, and then they take it off like a retainer and stuff. But either way, so Emily Campagna compared Nancy Pelosi talking about the children to kind of almost an image like this. And then with Joe DeVito talking about the child trafficking, that is a main deal. So like I said, child trafficking, that stuff is going to come out. Like I said, we're seeing this stuff with Betty White, Bob Saget, the child pedophilia. We're seeing the sex traffickers at CNN. So this stuff is starting to come out. It's just, it's going to take a while, but it's really starting to come out and come to the forefront. And so, and like I said, this is a very scary image, obviously, of it. But so she was talking about that, and that's what she was comparing it to. So like I said, it's right there on Gutfeld. Gutfeld and them have been talking about so many red pills. It's not even funny and stuff. Secondly, I did want to talk to you guys. Okay, obviously, you guys know this is a live cam of the White House, or what they say is a live cam of the White House. And stuff. You can see this wall, okay, this white wall and stuff that's going around. It goes around the White House a ways. I think it's part of, that might be part of it back over in there and stuff, but it goes around it a ways, okay, this wall does. Okay, so this wall does, and I believe there's a second partition of it. I think here there's a second partition of it that goes around here and stuff. So this, of course, is that wall that's going around the White House that you hear a lot of people talking about. Weird. What you probably may not, where you may not have heard, because I haven't heard this hardly from anywhere, is that, guess what, guys? Okay, you know, let's see. Oh, let me go to this one first. Okay. So obviously Trudeau and stuff in Canada, his family is fleeing because of the truckers and stuff. Okay. So they're going up there. So of course the family's fleeing or whatever. If you look in the pictures, guys, look at what's going around the parliament in Ottawa. Those, it's a wall. It's actually two sets of wall. It's the big one and then the outside partition, just like this wall over here. And like I said, I think from these pictures, you can see there's kind of an outside fencing type area. And then there's the wall just like here. There's the outside fencing kind of area. And then there's this big wall. Why is that going up? I don't know. They say it's construction because this is from a couple years ago. They say it was construction and stuff, but this is right here. So why have they put that up there? I don't know, but it's just like the one at the White House. So guys, just always remember, question the narrative, always do your own research, guys. A little bit of simple DuckDuckGo searching a day, spend the time on DuckDuckGo searching up some of this stuff, like rather than doing your Facebook. And I'm telling you guys, you will see so many weird things and stuff, just because, I mean, a wall around the White House, a wall around the Canadian Parliament in Ottawa, excuse me. And I mean, like I said, here, picture the truckers, which it just looks like so much fun. It just looks like so much fun and stuff. But here's the wall and stuff. So we are definitely, I think, going, oh, he's so scary. I can't stand him. He's so evil and stuff. So we're going to see what happens. But guys, there's some major stuff coming. And like I said, with Gutfeld doing this, guys, get ready, because they're talking about this. They're also talking about Joe putting Kamala to be, actually Joe DeVito actually talks about that scenario in another one of the episodes. I don't know if it's this one or another one, when a few days ago, a few days before this one, but they were talking about Biden's Supreme Court pick. And he was saying that since Kamala, he said Kamala is unelectable. So like, meaning she can't be the president. So you put her as the Supreme Court pick. And then he's like, Biden gets to nominate a vice president. And he said it would be Hillary in a very, in a scenario like that. And then Gutfeld said, well, what about Nancy Pelosi? So they're talking about this stuff on Gutfeld. And I really think it's like primer, getting people ready for what's coming. Like I said, child, that's adrenochrome right there, what he was just talking about and stuff. So this is, it's happening. And we just have to, you know, stay encouraged, stand up at the local level, do all the stuff that we're doing, and just continue to just continue obviously doing, you know, what we're doing and stuff, because this stuff is happening. We're just gonna all be doing it together. So this is your friendly neighborhood Patriot Hannah signing off. Remember to love one another, to help encourage one another, help keep each other up, like motivated on everything. And also remember that Jesus loves you, and I will be back again very soon.
Hello, fellow patriots, and thank you all so much for watching today's episode. I would also like to thank the sponsor of this episode today, MyPillow. Mike Lindell is a genius in many, many areas, and his products are absolutely no exception. Mattress toppers, sheets, slippers, bath towels, and of course pillows are just a few of his many products that you can find at MyPillow.com. When you use promo code Hannah, you can get up to 66% off of all his amazing line of products. My bedroom personally is absolutely filled with all kinds of his products, and my dog Katie absolutely loves her MyPillow dog bed. Well, at least when my kitty Demi isn't stealing Katie's spot on it. There are so many amazing Patriot businesses out in America today, and we all need to support them so that together we can all defund the deep state and refund the kingdom. Until next time, this is your friendly neighborhood Patriot Hannah signing off and saying, remember, stay encouraged. Thank you for watching The Red Patriot Show. To find more of my content, resources, and where you can find all of my video platforms, as well as all the social media outlets I use, go to www.theredpatriotshow.com. That's www.theredpatriotshow.com. See y'all later.